Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and we restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's what it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. It's incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
let's go.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic. Call midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Wednesday, Hump Day, October 14, 2020. Ray Ren 98 here. along with.
Good morning, TNT. It is another Wednesday. We are here again, but it's not Saturday yet. I think Ray's still safe, right? Was that this week or last week? Anyway.
What's that?
It's not.
Nobody did.
It's not
last
Saturday.
Broke Saturday?
Yeah. Man, we are on.
Yeah, that's it for this week.
Oh, okay. All right, so Ray, you send out some updates?
Oh, man, yeah, we have updates up the yin-yang that we have to catch up to all through the weekend, Monday. So let me jump right into it. Saturday, the update that went out on Saturday, some bankers have been very excited today at work, waiting for the go signal. Quote, nosebleed, end quote, rates are being communicated to us. Supposedly at the bank's discretion. Now remember, the high opening rate for the dinar was up for discussion to be reduced but died due to lack of consensus. We shared that with you a few days ago. The top major banks, along with the lead bank, had a conference with Treasury, supposedly Mnuchin, to discuss undisclosed particulars leading to an announcement on Monday. I wonder. Then we had a member reports receiving a call from such and such bank. They inquired about their currency amounts. After learning they did not meet whale status, they were told they would have to wait until tomorrow, which would have been Sunday. Only whales are preferred today, is what they were being told on that Saturday. Also on Saturday, some banks are reportedly coming in on Sunday at very, very early a.m. hours. And the note supposedly is the word of choice until solid confirmations come to surface. Good piece. Then on Sunday update, the CBI governor and the finance minister had a meeting today and agreed to send the white papers with the economic reforms to Parliament on Tuesday. And then the Monday update said, even though today is a holiday, some bank exchange locations are being manned, just in case, I guess. And then we had a Tuesday update. Let me pull that one up. Parliament also announced meeting with the blocs to review the final completion of Article 140. A key concern regarding Parliament's meeting today stated approval of the white papers, which have economic and financial reforms, and is the number one priority. This will end the financial crisis in Iraq. An Iraqi bank contact expects the third and final reading to be on Saturday before a vote is taken. And those are the updates, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Okay. So the update to the update is the Council of Ministers did review the white paper and did approve the white paper. Council of Ministers. And I just tweeted that out to you guys so everybody could see it for themselves. Well, we already knew that because Al-Kazimi said he's going to send it to Parliament today. It was, in fact, well, hopefully it is at Parliament today. Parliament did meet today, but they broke up the meeting after the Shiites and the Kurds started throwing shoes at each other. They concluded the meeting and have not yet set a time for the next meeting. So we don't know. They take the vote. Didn't take the vote. They said it was priority. All we know right at this moment is they ended up throwing shoes at each other and closed the meeting. So that's what we're waiting to see as far as that goes. Our contact on Iraq thought they would vote today and we would see it on tomorrow, Thursday. Thought we would actually see it. Even though the banker thinks we won't see it until Saturday. Our contact thought we would see it tomorrow. If we wait and see, depending on what happened today. The bank did meet at a meeting with the Treasury again yesterday. So they had a meeting Saturday, thought it was going Monday. They had one yesterday. The bank is on high alert and are saying it could go at any time. Now, while they had that meeting yesterday and they are on high alert, nobody knew they were going to be throwing shoes at each other today, which you guys know is the ultimate insult over in Iraq. So that's where we are with that. They are on high alert. Texas is not in. Everybody else is. Ray has the rates. I think he put them out. I don't know if he did or not. But he has the rates that are on the screen as of now. And we don't know if it's going to stay that way, like you said. For it to come out like that is kind of crazy. Did get an update from some of our Treasury people today who said that they're trying to figure out how to slowly roll this out so everybody doesn't panic and try and go to the bank at the same time, even though we have the 800 numbers and everything out there. And something I didn't tell you guys, which you think is still current, there are some banks, and we did talk about it before, who are saying they are having an issue getting their people to want to come and do this because of the virus. Some people who were scheduled to do exchanges are now saying they don't want to put their family in danger. It's not worth it to them to be around this many people. People are just scared, you know. So they're trying to rearrange that a little bit based on the people they do have, how they can reschedule it. You know, so they've been working on that for about a week, to tell you the truth. So I don't know how it is today. But last week when they thought that's what they ran into, they couldn't get all of their people to come to work because they refused to come in. So, I mean, some senior people refused to come in, and they said they really didn't care if it cost them their job or not. They weren't going to put their family in danger. But anyway, we'll see what happens, guys. Everybody's there, ready to go. This is what I can tell you guys, and I tell you last week, and I feel absolutely 100%, even more so today. Because there's another new group, they formed their own group of protesters that came out yesterday, and they're calling themselves the Final Chance or something to that effect. The Final Chance or Close to the Last or what they're saying, this is it, you're over and done with. So, anyway, there's a new group that's out and said they refuse to let any politicians or anybody else be part of their group, lead their group, or anything else. Okay? It's only going to be people from the protests, martyrs, people who were arrested. But the big thing is, again, they gave out the same date. They put their tents and stuff up today. They are ready today, and they are starting to group up today. But they said they're giving the government fair warning. If reforms aren't completed by the 25th, it will be like no other. And that's what they're saying. And they said they're only going to go for two things starting the 25th, and that is victory or death. That's a proclamation they made today. I personally don't think the new Iraqi government wants to go through what the old one went through. I don't think they've gotten this close of bringing other countries in. Everybody's agreeing now to let them be part of their banking system. They got investors looking at coming in, that they're going to let this fall by the wayside once again, because that's what would happen, because everybody's got to back up. If they're all back out there in the streets again, rioting, burning tires, blocking our streets, put them back to square one. I just don't see them being able to survive that again. And I just hope they're smarter than that anyway. I would think they are. And at the least, I hope that they are. So I said before, I see this going, you know, it might go right up to the 25th. I don't know. But I think we should see it before then. I know they're pushing it for them. And the word that I got from Washington is, you know, in the next 10 days, it will definitely be completed. But those was their words, not mine. That was their words. It will be completed in the next 10 days. So we'll see what happens. All right. Let's do what we do, Ray. You're up.
Okay. I'll do the rates real quick, unless you don't want me to.
No, no, go ahead. It's okay, because you're going to get asked anyway.
Okay, the last rates that we received, which actually were on yesterday morning, screen rate sing. Dinar, $15 to $28, knowing that 28 is the contract rate. Dong, 47 cents to $2.37. Rupiah, $1.38. Nothing on the Rial or the Afghani, so they're probably still the same. And then the Zim, 0.0000043 to 0.0000055. Okay, those are the rates as given to us. Take due notice thereof and govern yourself accordingly. Questions? Let's see. Dr. Pete, we already covered that about Texas. Tony did it in the opening. N.K. Monk. Monk is celebrating a birthday today. He wants to hear the birthday song, so we'll get you real quick.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
All right, happy birthday, Mo. Let's see, that takes us to, okay, Net Global. We've already addressed the white papers and voting and opening comments. Jim in KC says, Friday you were told an announcement would be made Monday. If it was, what was announced or was it have been announced? Okay, and we gave you that. That's from the IRS, the Treasury meeting with the banks. Because that was what we were looking to give you an announcement on Monday on their Saturday bank meet. Let's see. If Iraq sticks to the scheduled vote on Saturday, would you say we are now looking at next Tuesday to be in the bank after banks reconcile the weekend on Monday?
You know, the funny part or the biggest question is if Iraq sticks to the schedule. That's the real thing.
Yeah.
That's our only thing anywhere. Iraq makes out a schedule or say they're going to do something. Our banks over here prepare and get ready for them to do just that, and they don't do it. And it's frustrating to all of us. Everybody thought It was going to happen over the weekend. Because the white paper has been done for a while. I don't know if you guys are aware of that or not. It was just, like I always said, they're always dragging it out to some particular date or time and doing a little bit here, a little bit announcing it, delaying it a couple of days, then announcing it. I don't know if they're trying to get right to that 25th day or not, what the actual plan is here, but we'll see. But they keep putting out dates. So they put out the information about the white paper being approved. We knew it was approved 3 days ago. I don't know if I told you guys now. But anyway, it's been approved. And we're like 2 days, like we were a couple years ago before, we had the information days before it came out. So we know it's been sitting in Parliament. We know they already voted on it. Even though they're putting out these, we're going to do this, and it's been done. It's when do they finally disclose it for the time frame that they want. Now, they're doing those things for security reasons, and we know that. Saying they're going to do it on this date, and they actually already did it, or they're going to do it at this time, I mean, for their own security reasons, and what they're dealing with over there as far as threats and people getting assassinated, bombings, and meetings. That's okay. But when they come out and make it public, they should at least do it then because we know it's already done. But that part didn't happen. I don't know, the shoe-throwing thing today, I'm like, okay, this was supposed to be the big day for Parliament to do the first reading. And then do the second reading, have this done Saturday. Because they don't have to wait 2 or 3 days to do the second reading. They can have a session and come back and have a session and come back, which everybody thought they would. Because they're saying the white paper, the reforms are approved for immediate action to do right now, which everybody's anticipating anyway. And by everybody, I mean their bankers over there. The people over there, everybody thinks this could happen at any given moment, which it could. They could just go out and do it. It doesn't really have to be recorded, be passed, recorded, just to, you know, shock the world. I don't know. But do I think next Tuesday, what's that date? Is that before the 25th? It could be.
Yeah, Tuesday's the 20th.
Yep. Could very well be. I know, again, they're on pins and needles this morning. They brought their banks, brought their people in at 4. They're saying they're on high alert is what they're putting out today. But, again, that was this morning before the shoes got thrown, before the session was ended. So we don't know. And they haven't set a new date yet. They're just throwing everything off. So we'll wait and see what happens. But, guys, we are there. And I'm looking at today, what, the 14th and the 25th. Doesn't leave them a whole lot of time. We're going to see this. All right, what's next?
Shy Baby says, will the white paper and reforms need to be published in the Gazette after all of the approvals are made, before the CBI can declare the RV with the appropriate change in rate?
No, because the white paper doesn't, I mean, the Gazette doesn't have to have a rate recorded in the Gazette because the CBI does that, guys. I've been trying to tell you for years, the CBI can change the date anytime. They're just like our Treasury, I mean the rate. They can adjust it to the economy, money. That doesn't get approved by our Constitution every time they change the dollar rate on Forex or anywhere else. Every time the Treasury gets together and changes the interest rate, changes the dollar. He doesn't have to go through Congress, the Senate, and everybody else to change the rate. It's the laws, the rules, what's going to be done with the money afterwards that has to go through them and get their approval. The rate could change at any time because the CBI is in charge of that. They don't need anybody's approval. They need to do what they said years ago, see that they have a stable country and economy, and that is ready. And they'll get to make that decision. The only thing the white paper is doing is it knows the rate and is basing what they're going to do, new programs, how much they're going to submit based on that rate. CBI should change the rate before they come out and let the world know what they're going to do. Would make more sense than to put the rate out there, everybody run to the bank, buy all the dinar they can buy, and then they wait to do it. That'd be ass backwards, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Okay, what's next?
Sunstar. Sunstar says, post-RV, will any of the 13 banks have any Zoom conferences, or must we be in attendance to learn of the banking benefits? Okay, that's for me for the banking seminar.
You got scrambled up a little bit. Couldn't hear the question.
Okay. It says, will any of the 13 banks have any Zoom conferences, or must we be in attendance? No, you won't have to be in attendance to learn what happened at the different banking seminars. We'll compile all of that information and share it with you. Okay. Would you please give a short explanation of the steps needed to set up a family foundation if you feel comfortable doing so, range of cost? No, I can't give you the steps on this type of a call. That's too lengthy of a process. The service providers can walk you all through the steps, whoever you hire, but the best ones that I know of right now that offer these types of services turnkey is going to be in the 7,000, 7,500 range for some of the best ones that's going to give you an absolutely good product. Okay. IPA0409 says, now that the white paper has been approved, can the banks go before at any time? Wait a minute. Can the banks go at any time before knowing it's already been approved and knowing it's going to be voted on?
No, they still can't go until the CBI changes the rate.
That's it. All right, we're going to live callers. And the first one that was in line dropped off for some reason. So that happens from time to time, I guess. But we'll go to the next one. 404, you are on.
Oh, she did it. She scared him. She intimidated him.
I scared them off. Sorry about that. Well, good afternoon and good morning to you guys. Appreciate your tenacity and trying to help us connect the dots and the like. I'm putting my dinar glasses back on. They're very rose-tinted here. With all of this shenanigans going on in Parliament this morning and knowing how they really sometimes do the look at the right hand so that we can do something with the left or vice versa, are your folks saying that there might well have been a possibility that they actually did the reading, first reading, and then threw their shoes? Or did they throw the shoes before they read anything?
I do not know. And that's why I said we don't know what happened there. They could have been throwing shoes about 140 because they wanted to get that resolved too. So I don't know. There's no information out yet saying that they voted on or approved it. Might hear it later, but as not as of yet.
Okay. Good enough. The fact that there is yet another protest getting pulled together, are these folks, is this looking to be actually countrywide, or is it only saying we are going to be showing up on this victory or death only in Baghdad? And are these folks really representative of all the various political and ethnic factions over there, or is this, you know, an extremist side, left or right, as the case may be?
Okay, this is a new faction, their own.
Right, right.
Who are separate from everybody else. So this is somebody else. They said they don't want anybody who was involved in the prior government in any aspect involved in their group, period.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
Good, bad, different, we don't want to hear it. This is the people's group right here. And so, no, they're going to do their own thing, but they are saying it's going to be you know, death or victory. That's all they're going to settle for.
Mm-hmm. So it's not like a subset of Sodder's group or anything saying, okay, we're breaking away. It's, they actually coalesced and came as new folks that are just fed up with the situation.
That's what it says.
They're kind of saying, okay,
yep.
Okay. Okay. Looking to what we had been expecting to happen next week, there were all sorts of articles indicating that Kazemi was going to be making quite a visitation over to a lot of the EU countries, you know, kind of getting things all set up for that. Are your folks saying that he's pulling back from that, or is he still intending to go? Because that seemed to be predicated on the fact that they would be having a currency that had value to it and that sort of thing, as they're looking for further investment. Have your folks given much insight on that?
No. Let me tell you this real quick, so before I forget it, though. The name of the new group is Last Chance. That's what they're calling it. It's your last chance. So that's the new group. So, I look at what he's doing. He's still scheduled to go, and that's the only reason. And again, that's what I'm saying. They're not going to put all this together. He's visiting all these countries. All these banks are now aligning with Iraq and letting them come into their group. He's getting all these investors just to go back to what they were last year. On the 25th of October, because that's what they're saying. It's going to start in Baghdad. It was in another province. They moved it to Baghdad, and they said they're going to go from the green zone out, not show up there. They're going to start right there in the heart of it, and I know that's not what they want these other countries to see again.
Okay. And just for clarification and the like, with the plans that really have been put on the back burner for forever, the TNT get-togethers and the like, realistically with the COVID situation, et cetera, most likely should we be looking at that on our calendars for spring of 2021, summer of 2021? What are your thoughts? On that, so that I just got my 2021 calendar, so it's like, you know, what can I pencil in?
Okay. So probably if you guys are paying attention, the numbers are going back up all across the U.S. Well, not in California, but the rest of you guys don't know how to put your mask on. But anyway, the numbers are going up. They are predicting much worse winter than we thought it would be, was hoping it would be over. And some people are saying we're not going to be back normal until this time next year. So I don't know. Here's the two things that I do know. As soon as we can do it, I want to do it. So I know it won't probably be before next spring, because we're not going to do it in the winter. Everybody's going to have to adjust. And then the only thing is not a fact of if I want to do it, or we want to do it, because I do. The fact then is, do you guys want to do it? And you already have your money, you'll be rich, you'll be out spending, you'll be done, went halfway around the world. Well, not if we're all locked down, we won't do anything. So it's really going to be up to you guys. I want to do it. I still have 22 Bentleys that I want to give away. I want to give them away in person. I really want you guys to be able to see each other and know that we made it through this whole thing together. So that's always going to be there. They give us the all clear. I'm going to put it out. If we don't get the numbers, we won't do it. If we do, and remember, I mean, it's real simple because it's all on me. I'm paying for it all. I don't need you guys to do anything. Show up for the party if we want to. What is there, okay?
Okay. Just double-checking on that. So, well, 10 days from whenever this happens, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic-er Pay It Forward project will be. And, you know, who knows? It still could be in October of 2020. Let's get it done. Again, appreciate all your help, guys. Get it
done.
All right. Get it done. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 951 area code. You are on.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning.
How is it? Good.
Fantabulous, sir.
Wait, can you pick your phone up? Because I can barely hear you.
Okay. How's that?
Nope.
Hold on.
How's that?
Okay.
Is that better or?
That's better, yeah. That's good.
Better. How's this? Okay.
Okay, I can
anyway.
Hear you.
All right. I mean, you kind of answered my question. I was just getting kind of probably frustrated like everybody else, you know, over this thing not going. And I was just wondering if there was, you know, if you know it's going to go this month or before the end of the year, if there's anything new you couldn't tell us or you're just.
Wait, how long have you been doing this?
A long time, so. I mean, I know better, but I'm, like I said, I was just frustrated, that's all. And I heard
okay.
what you said this morning,
look,
so.
I was just going to commend you for being in this long and just getting frustrated, that's all.
No.
You just
no.
got frustrated, okay.
No, I just got that, frustrated that. Again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
so.
You know, guys. Unfortunately, we don't control it, but we can
no.
take advantage of what we do know, and that's our only thing that I say, let's just keep doing that, taking advantage of it and making them pay for every time they don't do it, go get some more, and then go get some more, you know what I'm saying? And not really making them pay, but rewarding yourself. Okay, I got
exactly.
time to pick up another million dong for $50. $70 or that one guy is selling it for $150 now. Whatever it is. But I would tell you guys CXI is still selling it for $60 or $70. So why people are paying $150, I have no idea. But anyway, use it to your advantage if that's what they want to do.
Yeah. Well, that's what I've been doing, you know, but I mean it's just I have to have knee surgery here sometime soon. And I've just been putting that off, you know, until this comes in. So, but
well,
anyway,
hopefully,
yeah, I was just getting frustrated.
I think
and I
it makes sense for them to finally do it, you know, by the 25th or before these guys start riding. I would think they would. But go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I would think so too, especially if it was supposed to go last October too. And then it was stopped. So I was kind of hoping, all right, maybe this is our month here, you know? So, and it still could be, you know? So
it still
anyway.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's like they say, they could even tell you, what was it, Kurdistan? It says, oh, it's not going to go, it's not going to go. And then they turned around and did it that night or something like that. But anyway.
You mean Kuwait?
In the 90s,
China?
Kuwait,
Germany.
Yeah, Kuwait. There you go. I'm sorry. Yeah, Kuwait.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, every country does that because they're not going to tell people in advance we're getting ready to change the rate. That's never going to happen. They'll give
yeah.
them a window or they'll try to misdirect us just like they do now. And then it'll just happen one day. That's all.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. I guess I just needed to talk, get my frustrations out. Anyway,
all right, thank you.
Do you have any news on the NDAs or anything?
Nope. We haven't heard anything
nope.
different. Nothing
okay.
has changed.
All right. All right. So it's just hurry up and wait. Hurry up and wait.
All
right. Right?
That's it.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care.
You're awesome, man.
Bye-bye. 81 area code. You are on.
Hi guys, how are you all doing?
Hey, I'm
super fantastic. How are you doing?
Great, thank you. Do you know by chance why they were throwing shoes at each other?
Well, one of them had on a green tie and the other one had on a yellow tie and it was very offensive.
Stop playing.
No, I don't know why they were throwing shoes at each other. But ultimately, it had to be something very upsetting because that, you know, is the ultimate disrespect right there. Throwing shoes at each other or supposed to show on the bottom of their feet.
Oh, wow. Okay. So when you say high alert with the bank, how specific can you be on that? Is it they're being put up? Are they so many minutes, so many miles?
Oh, no. They've actually, and it's been for a while, been put up in hotel rooms.
So do they have any mileage on them now?
They don't need mileage on them because they're staying in the hotel room and they're going back and forth.
Okay. When you said earlier about some of them not wanting to come in because they don't want to endanger their family, so if they're staying in a hotel, how can they endanger their family?
Okay. So you have 10 people. If they say, come on in, and five of them say, okay, we're coming in, then you're staying in the hotel. The other five say, I'm not coming at all because I'm not going to endanger my family. I could get corona or anything else, and 10 days from now, when I get ready to go home, I could infect my whole family. They're not going to take that chance, so they're not showing up.
Okay. So in your
opinion,
ones
that are showing up are being put up in a hotel.
Okay. In your opinion and in Mr. Ray's opinion, do you feel like we're going to go into another month? Do you all feel that?
No, you have to ask Ray because I done told you guys five times what I think.
Well, tell me.
I already told you, I don't think they can go past the 25th. I don't think they can deal with the riots starting all over again and everybody pulling out another time. I just don't think they even are going to do that. This is what I didn't tell you guys, but they're sitting up this morning. There's a big thing going around where they're actually asking Al Kazemi to run for president now. The citizens are out there making it known they want him to be the new president. Anyway,
oh, wow.
Go ahead, Ray. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm right here on it any day now.
Okay. You know, guys, I had to ask you all that again because we really value you all's opinion. I understand it is just your opinion, but you all have been in this in depth. You all have gotten things that no one else has gotten, and we value your opinion and we value your resources. We also value what information you all get because it helps us. I'm gonna ask this question, but I want to tell you that my husband was sitting here on the recliner yesterday evening, Mr. Ray. And I know mm-hmm. I had told you that he went on to work for the anniversary. And he was saying a lot of people have not even gotten, even that's on this call, have gotten and grasped what you and your brother has put out for us. And it is a greatness. And some of people have. And I'm not faulting ones that just haven't gotten it because sometimes I don't understand some things and I have to go back and ask my husband and he explains it to me the way you all have put it out to where he can understand it. He said a lot of people don't understand that we have actually went to school for what you have taught, Mr. Ray, what Tony has taught. You all have taken us to school over the years. And we've been to college, and we have to grasp it and get it if we want to live and leave a legacy and a generation legacy for our family. So we appreciate that. But what is Iran? Are they trying to do anything to intercept this, the white papers, or trying to stop these?
Okay. Well, first I got to go back to your statement before I get to Iran. Don't let me forget Iran, though, because it's interesting. So this is what you guys have to realize, and I think most people do. Question, or we make a statement, or we say something, people still come to me and say, man, you've got to be tired of saying the same thing over and over and over again, or answering the same questions over and over and over again. A lot of times, I joke with you guys, because a lot of times people get it that way. They understand things. I answer the same questions over and over again and try to do it in a little bit different way, because people learn in different ways, and different things key them as far as their understanding goes. So I don't ever really mind doing it. It's great to do. My niece is president of a college, and she has always said that. She tells me all the time, these people have no idea the kind of education you've given them for free. I mean, what we charge money for, and you're just giving it out for free. And I said, and I appreciate that, and I'm glad for the ones who do. But you guys have no idea how many people out there actually think Tony controls this. Or actually think, because I tell you what I'm being told, it doesn't happen, that Tony somehow made that happen, or made it up, or whatever it is, the situation. And I look at it and I say to myself, who in the hell do these people think I am? I mean, who do they think we are that we can control a whole global currency reset, or that we can make a decision? We do have outstanding resources. I love and appreciate everyone that we had in the past, everyone we had today, and the future. And, you know, one thing they used to say a long time ago, it takes a village to raise a family. It takes a village to raise a family. It takes a village to get us through this ordeal. It's not one person. It's not two people. It's a whole bunch of people trying to work together, give you their pieces of the pie, and we're trying to make sense of it. And that's all we can do as far as when, where, and how much. Everything else, educational, that is things that we are, in fact, providing. So I don't ever feel bad. I might joke with you guys sometime answering your questions, because some of you sound silly. So anyway, no, I'm just messing with you. You know, I'm just messing with you. But I already have fun, and it's good to have fun and laugh on the call, because you feel relaxed, and I think you understand better when we're trying to do that instead of trying to just be all technical all the time, and it gets boring. So that's with that part. Is Iran trying to stop the white paper? No, they can't stop the white paper. It's an idea. It's a plan. Most of their people have been excluded from it. They're trying to stop, you mean, the implementation of it. Really, it's just the banking system. It's the currency auction. And I think right now, this is so much better than last year, because right now, they are kind of paralyzed from doing anything because they think they're going to feed into getting Trump reelected, and they don't want to do that. Why this is crucial, that it needs to happen before the election. They've already said it publicly. They're telling their militia and their followers, don't do anything crazy before the election and give the American people an opportunity to support whatever he wants to do. That's what they're fighting right now. That's why now is the best time to take advantage of this and to get it done. So, yeah, Iran is still there. They've lost some of their influence because of the people that Al-Kazimi replaced. But if he doesn't get it done in time, he will see them in the streets, bomb doing the same thing he can to cause as much confusion as they can if it doesn't happen prior to the election.
But a lot of them have, the Iranians, a lot of them, they have dinar currencies, right, you think?
Yeah, I think they do. But they can't use it. They can't use it on a consistent basis or anything else. So just think about this. This is Iran's options, guys, and look at it. We can leave everything the way that it is, cause confusion, everything else, hope that the dinar doesn't revalue, but U.S. keeps putting more and more sanctions on us like we have, making it harder now that they have a new leader in there, new laws. He's arresting people, shutting down our companies, making it even harder for us to get what we were getting. Or we can hope and pray that, you know, Trump doesn't get reelected. And I'm just saying this from Iran's aspect, so listen, because Biden has already said if he gets elected, he's going to go back to the old deal with our allies, which means removing the sanctions off of Iran and letting them work with other countries again so they can survive. So which one would you choose?
Right. Okay. I thank you both. Usually I'll be trying to get in. It'll throw me off, so I just try to get back on. I appreciate your call. I mean, your answers, and thank you for that. And, yes, you do have other people, because I don't forget about 404 and Tish. I thank God for them because they help a lot. And with that, you all have a great afternoon. Have a great evening. Appreciate you all, and we'll talk later.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Back to back, 281.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing?
Greetings.
This morning?
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
I'm good. I am good.
You got all your tires pumped up? Okay, go ahead.
Look here. Let me finish. Yes, I have everything. Now, who's throwing the shoes over there? That's what I want to know. What color was the shoes? Did anybody get hit in the head when they threw the shoes this morning?
Nope. Hey, Bush wasn't there, so they didn't even have to duck.
Oh, my God. I'm like, can they just get along and get this done? All right. Man. Okay, well, I do have a question, well, a couple of questions. Okay, on the introduction, when you first came on, you said that the Treasury was trying to figure out a slow rollout process, I guess, on how to let this go without chaos. Okay, so in your opinion, what does that mean to you exactly? I mean, I understand what they're saying, but how much slower can they get? It ain't even happened yet, and they're talking about a slow process. What exactly do you think
so
they're meaning?
The Treasury is having conversations with the banks, and the banks
right.
are saying it. So I don't have the exact definition. I am trying to find out, to tell you the truth, we discussed mm-hmm. this morning. So I'm not sure if the Treasury was just repeating what the banks have been saying. They wanted us the first 10 days and the rest, because he did say a 10-day period of time. I was saying, oh, then they're just finding out the bank plan, because they had a contract with the bank. So I don't know if that's it, or now that the banks are telling them, hey, you know, we had a plan for years, but now some people don't want to come back to work. They want to keep working from home. They don't want to be around all these weird people. They don't want to be taking these kind of chances because the numbers are going back up. So we're dealing with something different here. And I don't really know. So I'm trying to get an answer if that's what they mean. I know for a fact that some banks, I mean, are absolutely having a problem getting their people to come to work. But they've been trying to get them to come to work for 2 weeks now, and some of them still are refusing to come. So I said, hey, then
so,
stretch 10 days out to 20 days, whatever y'all got to do. But let's get this thing started soon.
Right. So that was going to be my next question is, with the bankers having people not wanting to come in, what would be their plan B? I mean, you know, because this, I mean, from what we're hearing with everything that's happening, everything seems positive and it looks like we're on the brink of this thing happening. What could be a plan B? You would think that since the pandemic hit, since March or February, whatever month that was, that they would be planning for this issue because people are afraid, you know. So,
well,
I'm, and
maybe they are. I don't know, but maybe it was worse than they thought it was going to be. I don't know. But the only thing they can do, there's only one thing to do, and that is say, hey, we wanted to accomplish this in 10 days. Well, now it's going to be 20 days because we got half the workforce. We still dial the 800 number. You still set the appointments, but instead of, you know, 10 an hour, you're only going to do 5 an hour. Whatever it is, that's what it is. And they're just going to have to go through it. That's all.
Right. So what is going on with Texas? What'd you say?
I said you live there. You should know.
No, I don't go into the bank because they're crazy here. I told you I don't go into the bank.
You just answered the question twice.
Well, I don't go in enough to be asking questions about it, but I just want to know why. I'm sure they would share with you guys because you guys have bank intel and y'all would get more out of them because I get nothing out of them. I don't even ask them. Why are they not at the bank, you know, bringing their folks in?
Okay, because a very good reason, they're not believing it. And again, I tell you, the server is there. Texas is one of the largest states, has one of the largest number of people, California, who have Dinar.
Right.
They have the very people who initiated this whole thing there. So I would think they know exactly when to go. And they're just saying it's not. So I can base it on that. I can see other banks, but at the same time, the last two times they went, they didn't give them 2-3 days notice. They gave them an hour's notice and said, you're not going home. You're going over here.
Okay.
And that's how they're operating. So
maybe that's what they're waiting on. Okay, so I think you answered this last question that I have in regards to the white papers, because you said that the white papers, in your opinion, has been done already. And we know they let out information in increments. And so with us hearing in the articles that came out yesterday that the white papers have already been completed, you know, through the cabinet and now it's going to parliament, the big question was, you know, for me and some other people that I've been, I guess you'd say, having the same question that I have is, once the white papers are open, they have to be reviewed. How long would that take? Now, we know what you know behind the scenes, but what the public don't know, so we would have that would be a normal question for us to ask. And what they put out is another thing. So how long do you think it would be normally taking them to review the white papers? Two things we know. We know the rating data is in there. We do know that the HCL is agreed upon from what we see in the articles. I don't know what the other things are in there, so could they pick that apart and act like there's an issue with that and try to work that out and extend it a little bit or not?
Okay. First of all, the white papers were supposed to be done in June.
Right.
Right? And then they got extended to July. And on and on and on. And the white paper, the outline itself, has been done. What they've submitted right now has been done for over 3 weeks. They just didn't submit it, and they kept bringing up reasons to stall. Why would they submit it? That's all. So the paper itself has been done. Once they turned it over, it quickly went through the Finance Committee and the Council of Ministers within a couple of days, which was easy. And now they're saying it goes to Parliament. It has to be read three times before it becomes their law or their actual plan. Now, as some other guru put out, that the date and the rate is in the white papers, which absolutely would not be true. The plan, what they want to do with the money, how they want to do it, what, who gives what part, has all been laid out already. Tish already sent me that last week. She actually had it interpreted, everything. We have all the points on the white paper. I don't know why nobody put it out. But the white paper has been public for days with no date and no rate, but exactly what the plan is and laid out to be approved. As I said earlier in the call, the date and the rate and the time is going to be determined by CBI. They're the ones who are going to release it. They're the ones who say effective this date, this is going to happen. Now, they want the overall plan to be laid out and approved so everybody knows where the money's going, what's the plan, how we're going to change our economy, how we're going to change what we're doing here, our business practices, how we're going to protect our investors. All of that is in the white paper, and those are the financial laws and things that they want to become law before they do it or right after they do it immediately. So, and once they see that that's approved, then we'll see that from CBI. How long does it take? How long can it take? I mean, it's Iraq. They set rules. They set dates. They tell people what they're going to do, and they still don't do it. It was supposed to be read today. We don't know for a fact that it has or hasn't. It was supposed to voted on today. That part definitely didn't happen. Then they were projecting that these are insiders. Hey, it'll be done Tuesday, Wednesday, by Thursday, we'll actually see the rate. Well, that didn't happen. The bank says by Saturday, we'll actually see the rate. And that's two people over there, what they're hearing from their perspective. So I can't give you a time of how long do they have to approve it or not approve it, because they say one thing and do something completely different. What we have to look at is what I'm saying. They're going to have something done by the 25th, or they're going to wish they had. That's what they said, okay? One way or the other.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping that it happens before the election, because, you know, we wouldn't want all of this stuff to unravel and then we start all over again for our sake, you know, over here, because I know a lot of us have been waiting for a long time, too, so I kind of want it to be over. I'm ready. So
you kind of want it to be over. What? You into pain, misery, or what? I kind of want it to be over.
I want it to be over. Yeah, correct me. I'm a little confused.
Okay.
I know you want it to be over. I'm sure you do. Oh, my goodness. I don't see how you do it myself, you and the king. So. Well, hopefully by the time this last call comes, I'll have a name for you, because I have a name for the king. But I still haven't found. I'm going to do that today. I'm going to do my research, and then on the last call, I will have your name for you, okay?
Okay, yeah. But, you know, I've been kind of going by Tony for years now, so I'm okay with it.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate everything you guys do, and I'm hoping it's over. So we'll see.
Okay. Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
248 area code. You are on.
Hey, greetings, gentlemen from Detroit. How are you?
All right,
I'm
sir.
Super fantastic. How you doing?
That's good to hear. I'm amazing. Thank you. Just first to start, there is a place here in Michigan that they can still buy dong and dinar as well. And the dong is currently at $59 per million, so it's still a decent rate. My question is, in your opinion, how much currency, say in dong, do you believe you need in order to be considered a whale?
You know, I got people with 600 million, 300 million, 100 million. So nobody told me this is a whale. Because, you know, 20 million at $2 each, you got $40 million. You're a whale in my ocean. I don't know about nobody else's. But anyway, I don't know what it's going to take.
Okay, so even at 600 million, they weren't a whale?
No, he said they were.
Okay, great.
He got the highest rate. So good.
Oh, yeah, sounds good. So the next question is, once you make that whale status, is there a limit or do you get to exchange everything at that higher rate?
Established rates, which we've given out for the dinar and the dong at that rate, and then you go from there. So it was 20 million and 50 million, respectively.
Even at the highest rate. Okay, great. Got you. And then as far as the ZIM is concerned, is it still at this point one bank redeeming?
At this moment, there's one bank, but there's multiple banks that are now discussing it. But we only know one who has declared they're going to do it.
Okay, got you. All righty, great. And the last question is for Ray. You know, I sent in a donation before and didn't get any acknowledgement. I'm hoping you got it. And the question, I guess, should be, you know, what amount, and I'm sure you're going to say whatever, but what amount should we be donating on a weekly, monthly basis, however you want us to do it?
Whatever your heart leads you to do.
Open-ended
situation. So, if your heart leads you to do $1, then you do $1. If it leads you to do 10, you do 10. It's just whatever you want to do. There's no conditions behind it.
I just want to do my part, and I was just wondering if I've been sending enough, you know, when I do make a donation. That's where I'm really coming from.
Well, all I can say about that is clearly a few of you have been taking up the slack for many others.
Okay.
But still, it's each individual person's, it's whatever you want to do. That'd be your part, whatever you feel you want to do. I'll never call you and say, hey, man, that's not enough, you know, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, that's not the issue. But anyway, I'm going to make another donation because, as your brother said, you all are truly giving us an education, and I'm grateful for it, and I do understand how much knowledge cost to get sometimes, so I do appreciate it, and I'll do my part.
Yes,
thank you, gentlemen. Have the best day ever.
Hey, look, wait.
Right,
so you introduced something and left everybody hanging. You said there is a place in Detroit that you can buy dinar and dong, but you didn't say where.
It's called the Foreign Currency Exchange Services in Birmingham, Michigan.
Got you. All right. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Right. With that, somebody says that CXI is at 57.70.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It is G-Man MPA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. And one thing we know for sure, donations are needed to keep this information superstation on the air. For those of you who are new to the call and those of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who'd like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in those donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. Remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right. Thank you, sir. Right. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
313, area code. You are on. 313-728. 972, area code.
Hello,
folks.
Danny and Dallas.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Hey, it's another day in paradise. Sometimes we can say that in Texas. It's a good day. Let's see if I can review here. Texas is not in, you said. Right?
Right.
Right. Okay. The 140 law has been okayed? Or we don't know.
It has been okay, but they're still discussing it, which doesn't make sense. But they keep saying
okay.
They've come on, they have an agreement on it.
Well, do you remember a little more than a year ago, they did the same thing with the same law? Do you remember that?
Yep. And they keep doing
all right,
it,
well.
Saying we have an agreement, but they never go through. They had an agreement, but Iraq didn't send them the $34 billion. Or Kurdistan didn't send them the money from the oil. And supposedly Baghdad sent them the $34 billion dinar last week, and they're supposed to go in and finalize agreement this week. So we wait and
okay.
see.
That's more information than I had, so that's good. I guess the other thing was just asked by a couple of calls ago to figure out what a whale actually was attributed to it, his value. But I guess your answer was pretty good. If he had 40 million, it'd be a whale around my house. So, yeah, okay. Well, we'll just keep leaning in that direction. And I don't have anything significant to bring to the table, fellas. I'm here. I made it through last Friday. I barely made it through Monday because didn't hear your golden voices. I just made it to the call, so, you know, I'm kind of limping along here. Let's see what we can do about getting this thing done. Thank you,
all right.
Yep. What you do.
Hang in there.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. See ya.
Okay. Right. 615, area code, you are on.
What's up, Ray and Tony? How y'all doing?
Hey.
I'm super fantastic. How you doing?
Great. And yourself?
I'm doing good. She's talking about a name for you. I'm calling you Tony Tone. That's my name for you. You Tony Tony, and you Ray Renfro. Ain't that your last name?
Yes, ma'am.
Shit.
And I have a new name for you, too.
You from Tennessee, Alabama? George, where?
Who, me? I ain't from Alabama.
Yeah, you. Tennessee.
Nah, I ain't from no Alabama. I'm from Tennessee.
Yeah, that's what.
And
I have a new
name for you too.
What's my name?
Won't answer the phone when I call you. But anyway.
Oh shoot! Because listen. See, you gotta let me know that you calling me because see, I'm poor. I got bill collectors calling me, so I just scoot the little thing to the side if I don't recognize the number.
But wait a minute. How can I let you know I'm calling you without calling you?
Well, you gotta send me a text or something. Shoot. I don't answer numbers that begin with outside area codes. I told y'all I'm po. I can't wait for this RV to happen.
Don't you hear her saying she is po?
That's in financial, not spirit.
Girl, you cracking me up. I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't wait for this RV so I can pay all of them off so that I can answer my phone call.
Oh, my God. All right. What's your question?
So you made me forget my question.
Oh, my God. All right. All right. Call us back.
No, that's not
you want
fair.
Us to come
I'm
back to you?
And that's fine. That's all I'm going to say. And that's fine.
I'll come back to you.
Okay, he's going to come back to you.
I'll come back to you in a minute. Take your time to recapture your thoughts. I'll come back to you in a minute. All right, 605, area code, you're on.
There, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Curious on the 10%, 15% interest rates. Is that kind of more like a savings account interest, like pretty safe, low risk type deal?
Well, yeah, it's safe. It's guaranteed. That's what they're going to give you when you're doing
it. Oh, okay. I've never messed with the stock markets and all that stuff, so.
Okay,
really
this is not
money.
Stock and all that. You're telling the bank you're going to leave that money in their account or your account. They can use it, but they're going to guarantee you 10% a year, 20% a year. It's not like the stock market. This is a contract that you're doing.
Okay. All right. Well, that's all I had, and just wanted to kind of clarify that. So.
All right. Well, thank
all
you,
right,
sir.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yep.
470 area code, you are on.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, how are y'all?
I am fantabulous, sir. To the Nth degree. And yourself.
Okay. I just got one question. As far as the denar rate, y'all were saying it was at $15. Now, I know in the past that y'all said the rate would be like $340 or $360, and you were saying that it would go up as the RV started. It'll go up, and then at one point it'll start coming back down. So is the rate at $15 because of all the slow rollouts with the different people who have been able to exchange that caused the rate to go up that high?
Listen, and I want everybody to pay attention. The rate is supposed to be 361 when it comes out. That's what it should have been agreed upon. Now, I got somebody who supposed to got 381 last week. They got 381 electronically when this was going. They started paying people, and they stopped. The $15 rate is based on when, now I can't even think of his name. He used to be the CBI governor when he was in Beebe? Oklahoma. Yeah, Shabibi. And he said the dinar can handle up to $16 way back then. So I think they're showing on their screen, this is what makes sense to me. They're showing that max rate right now could be $15. I don't think it's the actual rate it will come out at. I think it's going to come out, I mean, it could come out at the high end and just go down from there and shock everybody. It could absolutely. But that was supposed to be the max rate that they were going to let it hit on Forex. Remember I told you guys last year that our committee guys said they had come up with a plan how they could stretch it out over 10 days for it to hit that max, and then how they could stretch it out over 10 days for it to come back down, which they would cut off the trading each day after it got so far so it wouldn't free fall or just go up. So I need to re-ask him about that, if that's still in action. If it comes out at $15 and you don't want the contract rate, you never intend to go the ask for the contract rate, then go get your money. If it comes out for $15 and you go in there, I would still ask for the contract rate. And then for some reason I couldn't get it, then I get my money. I get as much as I can on the contract rate, and then the rest as much as I can. And that's the way I would approach it.
Okay, well, that was the only question I had. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, 615, we're back to you.
Okay, so I remember my question. So you said that you in order to get the contract right, it's quote-unquote rumored $20 million or more?
No. That's not. I said the max you can get the contract rate on is $20
million. Oh, okay. So that means if I have less than $20 million, I can still get a contract rate.
That's my understanding, yes.
Okay. So does it go with the contract rate for both the dong and the dinar?
No, the dong is you can get the contract rate up to a max of $50 million.
Okay, so the dong is up to $50 million, and then the dinar is $20 million. Okay, well, I ain't nowhere near, but I'm just trying to see if I could get the contract rate. If I can't, then I'm going to still be grateful.
Well, if you're nowhere near either one of those, then you should be able to get the contract rate.
Oh, well, that's good. That's good information. Okay, so my next, I didn't want to have like a question really, but I wanted to like make a statement because I see on the little Twitter, and I'm just trying to provide now on a serious note words of encouragement for all. So I don't really see how y'all been doing this for 10 years. I've only been trying to be patient for months now. But how I came into contact and into knowledge of this was a true blessing, and I believe that it really, really, really did come from God himself. So for all those who are getting impatient, including myself, just hold on. I just believe, because I'm a person that I analyze and I'm coming from a literal standpoint, all the information or all the things that are taking place in Iraq, it just points to this. It just points to this. And so it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It might not be next week. But I believe that it will happen. So that's
okay.
My encouragement word for the entire group.
All right.
But
thank you very much,
Ray and Tony. I appreciate all that you guys do. You guys rock, and I enjoy. I take my little break every day, daily, just so that I can come in and comment on y'all.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Thank you very much.
I'm a little offended myself, just so you know. So.
What?
Well, I heard not one call ago. From now on, you're going to be Tony Tone. But I'm just going to be Tony. But anyway, all right, bye.
Yo, Tony Tone is a good thing.
Bye. I'll mess with you, girl. Bye.
Bye.
Have a good night. All right.
817 area code, you are on.
Oh.
817.
You scared. You heard us help?
Yep, they hung up.
Yeah.
Let's see. That would drop us to, let me see, in 352. We will hear you. 352. 474. No. Okay. Let's try 501. Area code. You are on.
Is that I?
That is you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to participate in your call. A couple of very quick questions. This guy from 610 keeps calling in every week, three or four times a week, asking for money. How much is the monthly bill?
It varies.
The bill is only $25, but nobody was sending any money. That's why he keeps asking.
Okay. Well, how much was the bill?
I was just kidding. I said $25. You didn't hear it.
Listen, okay. I just so you guys know, I'm going to put it out there. The bill varies. It's based on the call, number of callers. It's based on information we put out. Based on how many people are going into the forum, church, and a lot of people aren't even ours, and that's why when I try to put something out there, Ray puts it in there, it's available for any and everybody, and everybody goes in there and looks at it, so we'll see.
Okay.
When it's not enough, and it's not, and we end up paying it, and which at times we do, and then I'll let you know and say I'm through paying it. That's all.
Oh, that's fair enough. Okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, how likely is it, I'm asking you because I value your opinion and your expertise and your experience, when is the earliest we can see the toll-free numbers?
Well, I don't know. We're going to see them probably an hour or two before the RV is announced itself. And again, I mean, that could be any moment. They're sitting at the bank now thinking it could happen at any moment. I personally don't because they didn't vote on it today. Well, not that we know of. But the plan was Thursday, and like I said, bankers over there are saying they'll think they'll see it on Saturday. I really couldn't tell you when. I think we'll see it by the 25th. That's my date. By the 25th, or they're making a huge mistake.
Tuesday.
The government of Iraq, the government of the United States, if they let those people get in the streets, start rioting again on the 25th, when they told you it's going to be worse than last time and they're not going to stop until they're dead, then I think you're going to have an issue.
In that case, we'll never see it then, right?
I don't know how we can. I mean, unless they overturn the government, we go all through it again.
That's no fun.
No,
it's not.
That's
no fun. Okay. By the way, is there any way you can mute some of these people who call every day with the same question, the same answer, and then argue about your answer? Is there any way you can cut those people off?
Well, you know what? I see some idiots on Twitter trying to say that we're just saying this or saying that and doing it, I explain to them. But what I clearly do with them is hit block. And so they can say what they want to say. I don't know who they talk because I can't see it anymore after that. And they don't get our information anymore after that. So that's the best I can do for them, okay? If someone came on the call with the same way, yeah, we could block. I understand people are sometimes frustrated. Trust me, I am frustrated at times myself, and we hear it over and over. And just like Ray was just sure that was your last broke Saturday, because believe me, we was hearing it from everywhere. This thing is over on Monday. It's over. We're going to the bank. We're calling people in, blah blah blah, and it's Wednesday, and here we are. So trust me, it happens on every level. But one thing is for sure, two things for certain: Tony don't get to make the decision.
Well, I understand that.
Okay.
He's conveying somebody else's decision, right?
Yeah, when they make it with somebody else's information, opinion, and just letting you know the reality of what's going on out there. That's what we do.
Well, that's fair enough. You do the best you can do, and that's all you can do.
Yep.
So.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Hey,
thank
you. All right, 313. We'll squeeze you in.
Can you hear me this time, Ray?
All right, we hear you this time. Oh,
all right. I don't know if it was my number before or not. How you guys doing?
All right. Super fantastic.
Good.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Getting better by the minute. I feel like I'm getting younger as we get close to this going to the bank. I'm ready for those 800 numbers, and I believe if you're talking about the rates, if I could get the contract rate on both the dinar and is that $12 on the VND still available?
I don't know. I asked that question this morning, and I was told that they have limited the view of the Treasury rates to senior management now. So maybe it was too much conversation going on about them on the Internet here and on our calls.
Well, if I could still get them contract rates, that would make me a whale, so they could call me in now.
Okay, then.
They don't have to wait. And Tony, when you mentioned that about the shoes being thrown, I had a flashback in my memory to when they threw the shoe at George Bush, and I was so shocked. I was cracking up laughing. I said, the reason I was cracking up laughing is because I was surprised at how fast he could move. I said, wow. I didn't know our president had reflexes like that because he moved so quick.
He did. And, you know, I laughed at it, too. But I laughed because he was laughing. He started laughing.
I mean, and that guy had a bead right on his head, man. That shoe right where his head was. I was just cracking up. But all my questions have been answered, and you all are doing a remarkable job, and I'm ready to go.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You all have a blessed one, and hello to everybody. And I hope everybody is blessed and in good health. Cornbread
okay.
out.
Take care. All right. Thanks. All right. We're at the bottom half of the hour. It's time to wrap up this Hump Day Wednesday. All right, guys. It's a good day. Whether we believe it or not, it is a good day. Information still flowing. It's still moving forward, with the exception of a little shoe-throwing incident this morning. So Parliament didn't get to do what we thought it was going to do. I think. I don't know. We haven't gotten that if the vote took place first yet or not. Could have. Hopefully, when we find out, you'll find out. We'll tweet it out to you. Still looking for things this week. If not by Saturday over there, our guys are sitting on alert here at the banks waiting to go. Our DC contacts still think it's within the next 10 days, if not immediately. And my very, very personal opinion is it makes sense for this to be completed prior to the 25th. Today's the 14th, so that's in the next 11 days anyway, but we'll see what happens, all right? But do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day, because that's what I'm going to do. Something happens, we'll tweet it out to you, Ray, put it in the forum, or we'll do another call if that's what it takes, and I prefer to do that, so because that means it's really going down. But anyway, we'll see you on Friday, right?
Okay, that's going to do it for us.
Until Friday. So keep believing. We sure do.
this keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
Remember this.
Your storm is
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your Hump Day Wednesday. We're out of here.